Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today we're talking with Erin Faligant, author of the Joss book series for the American Girl Doll of 2020, Joss Kendrick. I was super excited when I learned that the American Girl's Doll of the Year was a girl who wears hearing aids just like me. I was compelled to learn more about Joss and share her with all of you. Let's pop into the conversation with Erin, where she shares her experience working on the Joss series.
Well, welcome, Erin. I'm so excited to talk to you today about Joss, the American Girl Doll of 2020. So tell me what your experience was being a part of this Joss project and being able to be the one to write Joss's story in the Joss books that come along with the doll.
Well, it was a wonderful experience. I love working with American Girl, and I've done many projects for them in the past. Joss was unique because she was very multidimensional. You know, she's a surfer, she's a cheerleader, and she's a girl with hearing loss. So my experience was, you know, really bad of working as part of a team. You know, American Girl is great about pulling together a team of experts. So right from day one, we had professional surfers on the team of the advisory board team. We had owners of a cheer gym, and we had several experts who could speak to the experience of hearing loss. You know, so we had a English professor from Gallaudet University. We had a surfer who was deaf. We had an audiologist. So I had this team of people supporting me and really helping me think about how to represent Joss's experience in an accurate way and a respectful and authentic way.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience, and I felt like I was part of a supportive team while I was writing.
Yeah, that actually sounds really exciting, just being able to hear all of those perspectives and meet all of those people. So that's mm-hmm. cool. What did you know coming into this project, and what did you learn about hearing loss in children?
Sure. So coming in, you know, I had, shortly before American Girl contacted me, I'd been approached by an illustrator, someone who had illustrated the Gallaudet Children's Dictionary of ASL. Mm. So she'd been wanting an author to partner with on a fiction series involving a character with hearing loss. So I had started researching, you know, hearing loss, coming up with a proposal for that series. I had connected with a specialist at the Maryland School for the Deaf, so I was able to, you know, work with someone who helped me shape the proposal. But it was early stages, and ultimately that series was never picked up. But what it did for me was start me on this journey to learn more about hearing loss in children and how we can reflect that, you know, in fiction. Working on the Joss series, though, was incredibly educational, and I would mm-hmm. even say life-changing as a writer. So, you know, I talked about the advisory board. I leaned really heavily on our experts. So I'm a firm believer that if you're writing about an experience that isn't your own, you know, you better have some people, some partners who can speak to that experience.
Right.
So, you know, they started me off with some of the concrete tools. So what I learned right away was what kind of hearing aid Joss might use, what kind of microphone her teachers might use in the classroom or coaches might use in the gym. We talked a lot about communication, so all the, you know, the dialogue scenes throughout the books. You know, we talked about background noise. You know, is Joss in a crowded lunchroom? How
yeah.
would she position herself to better hear? You know, would she sit across the table from her best friend so she could see her face? You know, probably. We talked about how Joss communicates at home with her family. You know, she takes her hearing aid out at night, doesn't wear it in the morning. So, you know, maybe her mom flips her light switch when she comes in to wake her up, or
mm-hmm.
someone taps her on the shoulder. We talked about when she would use ASL versus spoken language, and that would be pretty frequently at home with her family. So those were, you know, communication scenes. So that was so helpful. But I'll tell you what was the most challenging for me and the most interesting was really thinking about how Joss views the world from a visual standpoint rather than an auditory one.
Mm.
So I'm a hearing author. So when I describe a character's emotion, I try to, they always say in fiction, show, don't tell. So you
right.
try to show, you try to show what a character is feeling rather than telling it. So if I have a character who's irritated or upset, I'm going to describe, I often describe their tone of voice. So I might say, you know, her voice was sharp or pointed.
Mm-hmm.
But our experts reminded me that Joss probably wouldn't be able to hear that shift in tone.
Right.
You know, she might hear a change in volume, but a shift in tone is pretty subtle. So, you know, I had to be coached in really focusing on visual cues. So instead of showing irritation through tone of voice, maybe we talk about a character's eyebrows scrunched together in irritation, or how she narrows her eyes, you know, something like that. So that was really, it was challenging for me, but it was so important because these books are written in first person. And mm-hmm. so we had, especially our Dr. Peka from Gallaudet, she specializes in portrayals of deaf children in adolescent literature, and she reviewed multiple rounds of manuscripts and really helped me fine-tune that language. So I mm-hmm. think, you know, that shaped me as a writer. It forced me to dig a little deeper into my toolbox when talking about emotion, you know, with characters, and I think that will benefit me going forward no matter what I write or who I write for, because I'm always writing for readers who are coming to books, you know, with a variety of perspectives mm-hmm. and experiences. So I'm right. I'm grateful to the JAWS series for that.
Yeah, I love that, because I noticed that when I read I'm Hearing Impaired myself. And so I actually, there were a couple times I was even a little emotional reading the book, because I understand, you know, so like those little yeah. scratch noises when your hearing aids are like too loud and the overstimulation. Mm-hmm. So I found myself, as an adult woman, found myself empathizing with Joss, because those are little things that you just do to survive, like, and to cope,
mm-hmm.
but you
mm-hmm.
don't realize you do them because you've done them your whole life. So I did like that you didn't point that out in an obnoxious way, but mm-hmm, just in, mm-hmm. it's just who she is and how she processes. And I did pick up, like, you know, that I feel like sometimes I'm oversensitive to people's body language and their facial expressions because I rely on that so heavily to
sure.
interpret what's going on. And when you don't hear all the words, when you get that mumble, you don't
mm-hmm.
always ask what, because you're,
mm-hmm.
you always are asking what. So I like
right.
that though there were times that happened in the book, and I hope that parents are able to engage with their children and maybe realize that and talk about that. Like, so yeah, these, you know, children that deal with hearing loss, they're not always going to say what, and they may laugh at the wrong time because they thought it was supposed to be funny because they misread, you know, your
right.
body language, and then then there's an awkward silence, and you have to realize that sometimes they really just misinterpret what's going
right.
on around them. So I really mm-hmm. did appreciate that, and I really loved it. So do you think, why do you think it's important for American Girl to represent a girl with hearing impairment?
Well, I think it's what you were just speaking to. First of all, we know through consumer testing, American Girl does consumer testing, and they knew that parents and girls were interested in reading about a character with a disability, and
mm-hmm.
hearing loss is the most common sensory disability in the U.S. I think that something like 15% of kids between the ages of 6 and 18 have hearing loss in at least one ear.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that many of our readers, like you, have hearing loss. And we know that the majority of others probably know someone who does. So it's,
right.
it's very relevant. But as you were saying, you know, having books and dolls that invite kids to step into the shoes of characters who have experiences that are different from them, you know, that's so important too, because it can inspire those conversations with parents about differences, about empathy, you know, about inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that publishers and toy companies have a responsibility to allow kids, you know, these opportunities to experience some, you know, something that's different from what they know. It
yeah.
inspires conversations. It's very important.
Yeah. So do you think that JAWS is just for kids with hearing impairment?
No. I, you know, I read a quote recently. American Girl had quoted their goal in writing books for, you know, for girls. And it's, they said JAWS is meant to be a mirror and a window.
Mm-hmm.
So for some readers, she'll be a mirror. You know, she'll reflect back their own experience. But for many others, she's this window. She gives them this, you know, this peek into someone's life or someone's experience that's different from their own.
Yeah.
So no, I think she's for all kids. I also, you know, I recently did an event at the American Girl store in Chicago, and American Girl has always had this diverse lineup of Truly Me dolls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, girls and even boys now can go in and find a doll that looks like them.
Yep.
And they can find accessories that match maybe some things they use in their own life, like hearing aids, like braces, like glasses, you know, arm
mm-hmm.
crutches, wheelchairs. But you know, I think just as important as it is to see or play with a doll that looks like you, it's also important to play with dolls or read books about characters who are different. You know, I think it helps kids gain a better understanding of other people's experiences. And just on a personal note, I have a young niece, and I was telling her about Joss, and I mentioned that Joss wears a hearing aid, and my niece didn't know what that was. Mm-hmm. She'd never seen a child, you know, at school wearing one. So just to be able to show it to her and, you know, show her how it fits in the case and how Joss might care about it or take care of it, that's huge. You know, it's presenting something in a playful way, a non-intimidating way, and it's also showing that that hearing aid, it's just a part of who Joss is, along with, you know, her surfboard or her turbo.
Right.
So I think seeing and playing with a doll like that can break down some barriers and breed some understanding of differences. I think it's huge.
Yeah, and American Girl's all about the details. So I noticed there's even a little cleaning brush in there in that package with the hearing aid. Yeah, so
yep.
Every little detail. I know, super cute. Yeah, so you feel like the community has really received the doll well. I know you've been able to do some American Girl events, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, definitely we've had some positive press, and you know, and I've gotten lots of emails on my website from parents who are grateful to have, you know, to see a character in a book that represents, you know, what their daughter is experiencing. But just firsthand, going to, you know, American Girl events, what struck me was that every girl or parent who came through the line when I was doing a book signing, every one of them could relate to Joss in some way. And I think that really speaks to her relevancy. You know, I would have a girl say, I'm a cheerleader like her, or I'm from Southern California and my friends surf, or my mom has hearing loss, or my neighbor has hearing loss, or I have brown hair just like Joss. You know, so she's so multidimensional that I think most girls feel like they can relate to her in some way. And parents, again, I expressed a lot of gratitude that, you know, that we're talking about hearing loss, that we're showing, you know, a main character with a disability. So, yeah, I think she's being well received. And I also think her story themes are universal. You know, she's choosing between sports, which is so relevant for girls today who have all these choices. She has to learn how to admit fear and rely on her teammates.
Yeah,
and I love
friendship issues and
typical
10-year-old girl things. So there is definitely more going on in the story than just being able to understand her from the hearing perspective. So
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, great, Erin. So how can we learn more about you, more about Joss?
So I would say to learn more about me, my website is erinfaligant.com. And I also have an author page on Facebook, Erin Faligant Author. And to learn more about Joss, Joss has a whole sort of play site on American Girls. If you go to americangirl.com, you can find Joss there. American Girl also has a YouTube channel. And one of the most fun things about Joss are these little stop motion videos of Joss the doll and other dolls sort of acting out scenes from her storyline. So those YouTube videos have been really popular with girls too. So I definitely encourage your listeners to check those out.
Even though this is a children's book and I'm all grown up now, there were moments where I felt my emotions bubble to the surface because my lifelong experience with hearing loss has never been explained back to me in quite that way. As Erin said in the interview, Joss is a mirror for some and a window for others. I found myself looking into that mirror and seeing myself and some of my habits in a new way. Quite honestly, it just felt good to be understood, even if it was by a character in a children's book. As we wrap up here, I'd also like to point out that Joss isn't just a hearing-impaired child. She's a surfer, she's a cheerleader, a daughter, a sister, and a friend. She's got a strong will and a sweet heart, which will make her a good companion for any child who meets her in her book series and through the various toys and activities she inspires at American Girl. Well, thanks for listening to this podcast version of Limelight. For more interviews like this one, visit entirelywomen.com and click on Limelight. You can also follow Entirely Women on Facebook or find me on Instagram at WGRTJessie. This edition of Limelight was sponsored by Healing Hearts Home. Healing Hearts Home will be opening a long-term healing home in the Blue Water area for young women seeking to recover from past or current circumstances. Heal, restore, and renew at Healing Hearts Home. Visit them on Facebook or at healingheartshome.org. Well, listeners, I hope you have fun out there this week, learning, working, and playing. Until next time, for WGRT, I'm Jessie Wiegand.